You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to move on from the Iran war, but I do want to say that the context of the Iran war is bigger than just the war itself, right? It's not even so much what we're doing in Iran. It's the fact that we're doing what we're doing in Iran while America continues down the path towards total destruction with absolutely none of the very important things that we sent Donald Trump to Washington, D.C. to deal with. None of them have been dealt with, even remotely. So it's not, if we were doing great, if we'd have 50 million deportations by this point and the border was completely closed and just like if things were actually going well for us, if inflation was actually down, if gas wasn't $5 a gallon, which I guess is because of the Iran war, but if we were doing well, if Trump was fulfilling his domestic agenda, I still wouldn't like the war in Iran, but it wouldn't be the existential crisis that it's become. It would be unfortunate, but it wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker. Again, in this fantasy world where we're getting everything we want in America, sure, why not? You know, you give us what we want, you can have a little overseas adventure too. The problem is the neocons don't work that way, which again is kind of strange because if they were smart, they would. I mean, it's crazy that they're not. Again, taking this from the perspective of somebody that is seeing things, you know, as they're presented, and it seems like the Republicans are both frustrated at the collapse in poll numbers and support and doubling down on all of the stuff that brought that about. So that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Of course, when you realize that the people around Trump are not Republican and were never Republican and never been Republican, then it makes a little bit more sense why they don't actually care that the Republican Party is being possibly permanently destroyed as a result of this. So again, it's not even necessarily about Iran. It's about Iran in the light of what's going on here in America. As we still are suffering under the uncorrected problems of the Biden administration, which themselves were merely piled on top of all of the crap that we were supposed to solve under the first administration. Our backlog of justice out of sight. It's beyond human comprehension. Russiagate, COVID-19, Russiagate, the investigation, the scam, the fake scandal, and the cover-up of the fake scandal. COVID-19, the creation of the bio lab-generated virus, and the fake vaccine that now German authorities admit have killed tens of thousands of people. Pfizer has recently been forced to admit, I believe, I'm going off memory here, but see if the crew can find that story. Tens of thousands dead from the COVID vaccines in an official court proceeding in Germany. None of that has been dealt with. And all of that existed before Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas opened up the border, before Merrick Garland started deliberately targeting right-wingers for investigations, and in some cases throwing those right-wingers into prison for years on end despite never committing violence, never even really breaking the law, yet they were charged with terrorism and pressured into accepting a plea deal anyway. Or if they launched an investigation and nothing came of it, they simply released a fake report about it, which led everybody to think that the right wing was co-opted. That's what he did to Tim Pool and others with the Tenet Media thing. The whole point of it was that they investigated and found no wrongdoing by Tim Pool, but then he releases something saying, we had very good reason to believe that Tim Pool is a Russian agent. Now, to this day, you hear people saying, oh, Tim Pool, the guy that took Russian money, that's a Russian agent. That's criminal. Do you understand? Like, we give these people massive privileges under the condition that they don't use them for their own personal gain or to benefit their own political party, but rather wield these powers with the obligation that they're wielded for the betterment of the country as a whole. Merrick Garland just turned the DOJ into the Democrat persecution squad, the Gestapo. He should be in prison, and everybody who helped him should be in prison. But we, But we're so far from any of that because we have decided to dedicate all of our resources and all of our time on benefiting Israel, which has the dual purpose of empowering the Democrats and destroying the Republicans, so that when the Democrats sweep back into power in 2026 and again in 2028, there will be nobody to stand against them as they pass clemency or give citizenship to everybody that arrived, open up the borders once again. Could America survive another influx of another 50 to 100 million migrants? I mean, we're basically gone now. So again, this isn't like the Iraq war. This isn't like the Afghanistan war. What's happening now in this moment in which we absolutely needed all of our effort going to staunching the blood, the desperate emergency measures just to stabilize America so that hopefully in the future we could come back to the brink from the brink of death. We should have been focusing exclusively on that. Instead, we have entirely dedicated all of this to Israel. And they aren't even happy anyway. They're not returning the favor. So again, the neocons, if they were smart, they'd go, hey, we got to really do deportations. We got to make sure we get that done just to retain the base. And then we can do some of this other stuff that they're not happy with. But they deliberately spit in our faces about what we want and celebrate and brag and rub in our faces the fact that they're doing all this other crap. So this is from Calvin Froedge on X. The promise was record deportations. What we got was record H-1Bs. The promise was no new wars. The reality is more war than ever. It's all we care about now. The promise was to make America great. The reality is we're making Israel great. The promise was a manufacturing revival. The reality has been economic collapse. The promise has been drain the swamp. The reality has been that he's turned the swamp into a protected wetlands. He went in to defeat the swamp creatures. He came out demanding that we watch the alligator show on Fox News to find out why we're nuking Iran. And of course, immigration is still just as big of a problem as it ever was. And the Republicans now are the ones who are helping the foreigners, the immigrants, the invaders. The Republicans are the ones putting forward bills to quietly give them citizenship by the back door and to pay off lawyers' student loan debt in exchange for them representing illegal aliens. The Republicans put that forward, that bill forward. So this thing, it's like, I get why you don't like Trump, but you got to vote Republican. It's like, I guess, but why? But why? They're the ones doing it. They're the ones who have an amnesty bill that they put forward. Right now, it's sitting there. They're voting on it. And they're pushing it forward. And by the way, everybody who's sponsoring it, there's like 20 people sponsoring it, and like 17 of them were endorsed by Donald Trump. So Donald Trump took all of his political leverage, all of his political capital, and used it to endorse people who are now writing a bill to give the invaders amnesty. When he could have used all of that to usher in a revolutionary sea change in the Republican Party to where we followed his agenda rather than the neocons, but he has now surrendered completely to the neocons and handed America over to them. And we're not seeing a lot of crazy protest and conflict with ICE because ICE backed down, because they're not doing the raids, because they gave in, because they got a little bit of bad press and decided to pack it all in. Now, for 40 days, they've experienced the worst press they've ever experienced with Iran, but it hasn't affected their drive towards war at all. It doesn't matter in that case. When it's for Israel, when it's war in Iran, 99.9% of people can be against it, and pretty much they are, and they do it anyway. But when you want to actually save the country and expel the tens of millions of foreigners that were forced into our border by the Biden administration over the 4 years of his presidency, then, one bad poll and they get cold feet. It's all BS. It's all BS. If they cared about poll numbers, then we wouldn't be in war with Iran. It's as simple as that. So it's not about the poll numbers. They didn't want to expel people. It was all a lie the whole time. And now, Savannah Hernandez was attacked by radical leftists, not doing anything wrong. And this is important, too, because we'll show you the video of Savannah Hernandez being viciously attacked while reporting on an ICE protest. Now, she was there alone and without security because she wasn't there to antagonize people or question people, which you do not ever have a right to attack people who are asking questions, obviously. I don't want this to be taken as like a justification. But there is a difference. There is a difference between somebody going with a microphone to interview people, expecting there to be conflict, expecting, you know, maybe, you know, tempers to run high, and being prepared for that and sort of not wanting to get beaten up, obviously, but wanting some contention. Like, you go in there with that mindset and you're prepared for whatever happens. What happened here is a member of the press was doing nothing other than capturing footage of a public event, and she was viciously attacked by a mob of people in a way that literally could have killed her. I mean, luckily she's okay, but like, when you see the brutality with which a 300-pound man attacks Savannah Hernandez, you hit your head on the concrete and it's over, folks. So thank God she's not in the hospital today. But the people who did this, at least one of them, was the ringleader, along with Don Lemon, who invaded the church in Minneapolis to terrorize the random average Americans who were there. They weren't racist Trump supporters. They weren't, which you wouldn't have been able to do anyway. They weren't ICE. It was random churchgoers. What should have happened at that point is everyone who did that should have been, again, given the same treatment that the January 6ers were. You are being charged with what you did, and it's being enhanced with a terrorism enhancement because you deserve it, because you are literally on camera saying the reason we did this was to terrify people. It's like crazy. So Harmeet Dillon and the DOJ lets these people go. And the one guy, the main guy, is on camera at multiple locations, in multiple instances, antagonizing National Guard members in D.C., threatening them, going into the church and attacking them. And now he's there inciting the mob to go after Savannah Hernandez. So Harmeet Dillon responds to this on X and says, "We're on it." Something along those lines. "Don't worry about it. We got it from here." Something like that. And it's like, you said that last time. It's the same guy. It's the same guy from the church. You didn't punish him for that. What, you're going to punish him for this, though? Well, why? Why would you? You didn't punish him for the church. There's a reason he thinks he can attack people and get away with it. Because he can. Because he does. Because he has. So I really wonder, I mean, again, we're in an impossible situation. It's kind of ubiquitous, but it's like, the last thing I want is for our justice system to collapse. Kind of already has. I mean, at this point, basically doesn't exist. But people still believe in it. They still trust it. They still will offload their vengeance, revenge, or justice on this massive, complicated system in the belief that the people working for the system will do the best they can to prosecute the people, and that the jury sitting in the box deciding actually has the best interest of the average normal American, the innocent, and the nation foremost in their mind. But that's not really the case either these days. And it's not unlikely that these populations, especially in places like Minneapolis that have been radicalized, they're getting onto juries with the explicit purpose of letting leftists go. And doing jury nullification, not out of a principled libertarian, you know, the government has no right to say what I can do with my personal life type of like jury nullification, but basically just, it's okay he attacked the person because he believes in the same thing I do politically. So how long are we going to trust the justice system? How long until we get to a point where if somebody hurts a loved one of mine, I'm not going to the cops? Because that's the one way the dude gets out and I can't do anything to him. I'm going to go get my own vengeance. I'll be the judge, I'll be the jury, and I'll be the executioner. How long? Because once that ball starts rolling, there's no stopping it. Let's go to some of these videos. I've got a couple on my list here. Let's go to clip 65. Fair warning, it's pretty brutal. Let's go to 73 first. 73, this was like the full stream, the first thing they got posted. People are live streaming it. Here's the attack in its full context against Savannah Hernandez, who was reporting for TPUSA and was viciously attacked by a bunch of hobgoblins. Let's watch. So here you see the sort of split screen, Savannah there on the right, clearly ignoring the woman behind her, trying to film. The woman is touching her. The woman is putting a dildo in her face. That's sexual assault, which would be an additional charge if anything legal were to happen. So again, Savannah filming herself, looking away from the protesters, against a fence, putting her hand up to try to block this woman who is blowing a whistle in her ear, by the way, which is assault, like it can deafen you, and it was incredibly loud. So Savannah's just pushing her whistle away because she's trying to, like, deafen her. Gee, this is what these people do. They are all petulant children, which does not give them an excuse to be violent. You have to, it's this ridiculous, like, she's blowing a whistle as loud as she can in a woman's ear. And if you try to push the whistle away, she's going to hit you in the face. All of these people, like, she should be arrested before it ever gets to the violent part. There's a person throwing the dildo in the face. This woman attacks Savannah, shoves her. Savannah bounces back up. Again, tries to walk away. Still hasn't done anything. Now she's getting, you know, approached, shoved. She shoves the woman back. Thank goodness there were a couple guys there that stood up for Savannah. You see a lot of the guys just sort of standing around letting it happen. There's the big shove, and we'll show you another angle of that. But apparently all these people attacking her are related. There's like two sisters and the dad is the one that shoved her. There she's knocked to the ground. Again, thankfully there's a few. And like, I wonder, you know, for the people that are on the side of the protesters that are now find themselves protecting Savannah Hernandez, you ever stop to think that maybe you're on the wrong side? Maybe the psychotic idiots waving the dildos aren't actually the good guys? Do you think that ever like went through their minds? Because God bless them. I mean, they actually did turn around, put their back to Savannah and held off the insane people. But like, why are you on their side? Why are you there protesting with them? They're again shoving the dildo in the face. It's just these people. We should not have to deal with these people. Let's go to clip 66 here. This is the shove. This is the real brute. And it didn't look as bad from the angle I just showed you. Here's the real angle where you can see it. She's not looking, she's pointing, and then just full-fledged body slam from this old retard goblin shoving Savannah Hernandez. Now, again, if Trump wanted to win back America, if the Republicans wanted to win 2026, if anybody in our government wanted America to continue existing for any length of time, not only would these people already be charged, already be in custody, this would be an attempted murder charge. And it would have a terrorism enhancement for attacking members of the press. And it would have a hate crime because of the racial dynamics at play. And because they actually insulted Savannah's race as they were attacking her. Now going, you know, by past actions, likely what will happen is literally nothing. Literally nothing. Maybe they'll be arrested. Maybe they'll be fined. Almost certainly they will be back on the street doing exactly what they were doing before within 24 hours. And maybe, just maybe, because they have to, because it's on camera, maybe they'll get a disturbing of the peace charge or something like that. Because this is what happens. This is what happens. If you wander through the Capitol high-fiving a police on the way in, they call it terrorism, insurrection, you tried to overthrow the government. Insane, but that's just how it is. Meanwhile, if they viciously attack an innocent woman who's there doing her job as a public service to actually do the thing that the protest is there to do, get attention to the thing, they won't be charged with that. They should be, and they could be. But it's never applied that way. And now the far left anti-ICE extremists who attacked Savannah Hernandez are, of course, now playing the victim after the brutal assault. As the Gateway Pundit previously reported, Saturday turned into a nightmare for conservative journalist Savannah Hernandez when a deranged mob of anti-ICE protesters physically assaulted her outside Whipple Ice Facility in Minneapolis. Hernandez was simply standing on a public street filming the protesters' unhinged meltdown. Quote, I was just brutally assaulted by multiple people outside of Whipple Ice Facility in Minneapolis. Multiple people swung on me and a grown man pushed me to the ground. My glasses are broken. Antifa is still alive and well. I'm talking with police about pressing charges. So again, I just want to say, for the sake of our country continuing, these people have to be, they have to have the book thrown at them. They have to be made an example of. And I would love if the Department of Justice would be the ones doing that. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's preferable. It's not the only option. It's just we are desperate to have these, the options, the legal options, made available to us, actual American citizens who actually don't do anything wrong. Now, interestingly, from at IndyGRL on X, statement from the daughter and sister of the family that attacked Savannah Hernandez yesterday. So this is the big fat bald goblin. This is his daughter, apparently. Two daughters were there. They were the ones attacking Savannah Hernandez. A third daughter wrote this. I need to be very clear about where I stand. This is Desiree Ostrushko. I do not align with my family's actions in this situation at all. I don't agree with what was done. I don't support it, and I don't stand behind it in any way. Violence is never acceptable to me, no matter the circumstances, opinions, or political beliefs involved. What happened to Savannah was wrong, plain and simple. Everyone has a right to speak, to express themselves, and to be heard without fear of being attacked. That's something I'll always stand on. I also want to be honest. If politics is going to turn into violence, hatred, or harming of other people, I will remove myself completely. I will not be a part of it, even if it means creating distance from my own family. My values matter, and I refuse to compromise them. This isn't easy to say, but it's important. I believe in respect, accountability, and doing what's right, even when it's uncomfortable or painful. I stand for peace. I stand for people being able to use their voice safely, and I will always stand on that. Now, going by her family and sort of some of the hints in this thing, I'm pretty confident in saying this woman's probably a liberal. Now, to be totally fair, I have no idea what her belief system or, you know, fundamental value system really is. I can tell you that anybody expressing this sentiment is on our team, or is one of the good guys. And this is the division. There's a lot of false dichotomies out there. Left and right is a false dichotomy. Small government, big government, false dichotomy. Jew, Muslim, false dichotomy. The real dichotomy is human beings versus monsters. It's good versus evil. It's people who can recognize the insanity that you just witnessed there and the people who get off on what you just witnessed. That's the real division. And that might be the way we save the country. And maybe this, you know, Trump attack on Alex Jones and the cratering and collapsing of the Republican Party, maybe this is the impetus that we need to really look around and ask ourselves, what do we believe? What does our group represent? Because right now there's this crazy, like, you got people like Shabos Kestenbaum, right? Actual liberal, lifelong progressive, still to this day. He's giving speeches at the Republican National Convention. Why? Because they're trying to create the dichotomy that says supporting Israel is literally the only conservative value. Nothing else matters. You can support transgender children and men on women's sports teams and a welfare state. And you can believe every, just go down the checklist of every leftist belief. But if you're pro-Israel, then you're a Republican. And if you're anti-Israel, you're a Democrat. And you can be, like me, down the line, straight ballot conservative. Everything I believe is right-wing and conservative. And I don't support Israel. And people tell me that makes me a leftist. Do you understand how absurd that? Do you understand how stupid that is? That is a false dichotomy. Just like right and left is a false dichotomy. The real dichotomy between psychopath, psychotic, hateful morons like Benjamin Netanyahu and the goblins pushing Savannah Hernandez. They have the same mindset. They're on the same side. Whatever that side is, it's the dehumanizing, the violent, the vicious and hateful moronic side versus the real human beings who have empathy for one another, who love one another, who understand the value of free speech, who actually want the best for the world. Time for everybody to decide what side they're on. You might have to break with your family because things are getting crazy, folks. And it's good versus evil, and we're on the side of good. Thank you for joining us.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.